The green light has been given to fund 15 projects in Springfield under the Massachusetts Community Preservation Act program. Recommended by a citizens committee, the projects involve housing, historic preservation, improvements to parks, and creating recreation space. The city council voted Monday night to approve the projects with funds totaling almost $1.6 million. Projects range from $250,000 to help pay to renovate an old school into affordable housing to $20,000 for a study on how to preserve a Spanish-American War monument. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Bob McCarroll, chairman of the Community Preservation Committee.
In most cases, they have a year to complete the work, although we're lenient and give extensions if there are indeed, good faith efforts and extenuating circumstances. So hopefully that the beginning of next year's construction season, things will start. Certainly, we've recommended and the city council has funded some studies, and they can start regardless of what time of year.
Fair to describe them all as shovel ready?
More than half of the projects are projects that are coming out of the park department, and so they will, once they have a contract, they will hire a designer and then go out for bid on construction. So no, they're not shovel ready. We funded the Elias Brookings School, which is a conversion of a vacant tornado-damaged school to affordable housing. My guess is they've got their architectural drawings already around, done, because they're a huge project of which CPA is a helpful part of it. But, and so they're probably, closer to starting construction than projects that CPA is the sole sponsor, and they weren't going to be incurring costs before they knew that they had city council approval.
Looking back on previous approvals, projects that were greenlighted by the Community Preservation Committee and ultimately the city council, have most of those projects now been started or have any been completed?
Well, a few have been completed. There was a study of how to fix the campanile. That's been completed. There was the Reading Garden in East Forest Park adjacent to the new library. That's completed. There's a small Bowles Park up in East Springfield where the neighborhood wanted to put some benches and a little walkway around a veterans memorial. That's been completed. Stabilization of the gun block is nearing completion. The new roof on the Science Museum at the Quadrangle is completed. The others are in process, and many of the projects that were funded a year ago are just now getting underway because the whole COVID shutdown delayed the process of either construction or going out to bid to get designers. So things are moving more slowly than had we not had COVID.
But people are realizing some return on the on the surcharge that they're paying on their property taxes to fund these works.
The neighborhoods that have put in proposals and have been funded are really happy with CPA, and I'm pleased to say that in the first 3 years, we have recommended projects that are in 12 to 14 of the city's 17 neighborhoods. So, everyone we hope will be seeing the fruits of CPA within the next year or so as these projects actually get in the ground.